There is something comforting about home cooking, and even though a lot of restaurants advertise that their cooking is as good as your mother's, recent data shows that more Americans are staying in than they did a decade ago. Maybe it's the Netflix effect, maybe it's about the cost of eating out, maybe it's the popularity of Uber Eats, but one thing is clear, restaurants have a lot to compete with these days, according to our next guest. Darren Seifer is a food and beverage industry analyst for NPD Group, a leading market research group. And he says restaurants today have to create more than good food. They have to create an experience to get you in the door. I spoke with him more about it via Skype.
Restaurant usage peaked at around 2000. We saw around that time about 216 times a year is when the average American went out to restaurants. And it has come down steadily ever since that time. It's now down to about 185 times per year for the average consumer. Now, a lot has happened during that time. The millennial generation started to finish college and started entering the real world, but they were saddled with student debt like we've never seen before. And at that same time, around 2008, 2009, the recession really took its full grip. And so you have this whole group of people who are starting to enter the workforce, but they're not getting those high-paying jobs that they thought they were going to get. And so this generation that's actually in a life stage when they should be going out to restaurants more than any other group has stayed at home much more often than we thought that they would. But while they're at home, they're discovering their kitchen sooner than we expected them to as well. They're getting a little bit more experimental than previous generations did at that age. The internet is at their fingertips. So basically, world cuisine is available to them nonstop. You know, it's not just about meat and potatoes.
Yeah.
So it's not just about using their kitchens more often, but they're also doing more things with them than we would have expected them to.
That's so interesting. So do you think, you said, you know, they have the internet at their fingertips, right? So that's unlimited information about how to learn how to do this stuff. But I wonder if there's also maybe like an Instagram effect here, right? Like food pictures are everywhere and you want to be a part of that culture.
Exactly. You know, even if you made the dish yourself, you want to be proud of it, brag about it. And so you kind of plate it nicely and make sure it goes up on Instagram. And of course, you use the right filter to make sure the colors come through at the same time.
So you said this is about cost, about, you know, millennials not making the kind of money they were expected to be making. Is it still true that it's a lot cheaper to eat at home?
It is cheaper to eat at home. And it is getting even cheaper in comparison to restaurants because restaurants have continued to take pricing, you know, whether it's labor costs or rent costs that are driving the cost of providing the services higher. Retail on the other side has been somewhat stagnant in their pricing. So the gap between going out to restaurants and staying home is actually starting to widen. So it is a much more cost effective to stay at home, even more so today than a few years ago.
I wonder, have like food delivery services, the Blue Aprons, the Hello Freshes of the world made a dent in this?
What those have done, they provided a level of convenience that consumers were seeking. So before they even came about, consumers were opting for more fresh foods in their homes. And well, those foods require more of us, preparation, washing, chopping. What these services did was they answered the question that we have every single night, which is, what's for dinner? But it also saves them a trip to the grocery store while still allowing them to have fresh foods at home. Now, we are starting to see some changes in this dynamic. These meal kits are starting to pair up with retailers. Perhaps the subscription model is not as sustainable as they thought it once was. People like to think of what they're going to have for dinner more at the last minute versus planning it out in advance. So we're starting to see a tighter relationship with retailers, which gives the consumer still what they want, but they could do it when they want it.
Right. So we still see reports, though, of rising restaurant sales. What impact is, if at all, this shift having on the restaurant industry?
Well, we're seeing dollar sales increasing at restaurants, but again, that's a function of pricing.
So restaurants are raising their prices?
In many cases, they are, yes. Now, there are a few diamonds in the rough, if you will. The fast casual restaurants out there, such as your Paneras, your Chipotles, we see them having more traffic over the last few years. So there is some growth to be had in the restaurant world right now. but it's very few and far in between.
Sure, sure. So you mentioned fast casual, that's still doing well. But what about like the fast food industry versus higher end restaurants?
Well, there still seems to be a little bit of struggling going on in those areas. We've actually seen a lot of work in the last few years amongst big chains and full-scale restaurants to try and woo people back in. McDonald's is going through a very big revamping of all their stores. So they're changing the interior. They're making it more of a place where you could come and hang out. So they're trying to make the experience of going into these restaurants a little bit better than they were in the past. Mm-hmm. And that's really where consumers are trying to spend their dollars, is where can they get a good experience?
Hmm. So where do you see this headed as the millennial generation becomes, you know, parents, they become older adults? Is this going to stay the same?
Well, I think there are certain things that millennials are doing on a higher plane. And we just tend to we tend to do them more as we age. So, for example, millennials, as well as Gen Zs, by the way, consume more fresh foods than other generations did 10, 20 years ago. We should expect them to continue that. And so as they continue to do that in their homes, restaurants are also going to have to figure out, how do we provide that same service that you're looking for, that same taste quality and the flavor profiles that you're looking for as well. So I think that the pressure is just even greater for restaurants right now to appeal to what younger generations want.
So a difficult industry just got harder. All right.
Yes.
Darren Seifer is a food and beverage industry analyst for MPD Group. Darren, thank you so much for joining us to talk about this today.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.